Dr. Neil Nymark has devoted his life to caring for the health of others. He is a board-certified family physician who attended the Ohio State University College of Medicine, where he graduated with honors in 1981 and was elected into the Scholastic Medical Honor Society, Alpha Omega Alpha. His work is dedicated to a new approach to health and healing, which honors the patient as a whole person, not just some body that is ill or diseased. The mind-body-spirit approach to medicine teaches that we must reach out for the best that medical science has to offer, and reach within to mobilize our own internal resources for healing. In this live seminar, Dr. Nymark teaches us the timeless principles for contacting our inner healer, and then leads us on a guided imagery exercise to help us let go of our critical, strategic mind in order to access our own inner wisdom and mobilize our own internal resources for health and healing. Let's join Dr. Nymark now on his journey as he teaches us the ageless wisdom of contacting our inner healer.
We're going to contact our inner healer now. And the idea of the inner healer is really about contacting what Walter Cannon, the Harvard physiologist, calls the wisdom of the body. That anytime we want, we can go inside when we quiet the mind chatter and we open the door to our inner awareness. We can go inside and draw upon this wisdom. There's been a common notion throughout history and throughout mythology that guidance is available to us when we appeal to it and are receptive to it. And this inner healer exercise is about opening up to that place inside of us that knows exactly where we need to go, what we need to do, the next step we need to take. There's a wisdom inside. I want to just tell you briefly a case history on a patient named Eric, and this is out of Martin Rossman's book, Healing Yourself, which is in your bibliography. Eric was a 35-year-old, very successful, driven, workaholic, jet setter, literally flew halfway around the world constantly, and never took time out of his schedule for anything else in his life except work. And what happened was that he developed a problem with his ankle, where it would get inflamed and swollen. And after consulting three different orthopedic doctors, each of whom drew fluid off, didn't have a particular diagnosis, but said there's definitely a problem here, tried different medications, x-rays, none of this worked. And he was furious about having this problem because it kept him from his work. It kept him from doing what he loved most. So finally, in desperation, he went to one of Dr. Rossman's associates and agreed that he would try this inner healer visualization, although he was fairly skeptical. And when he went inside, the image that came to him was one of a devil. It was a devil with a little pitchfork pushing his ankle, poking his ankle. And what that devil said was, you gotta stop working so hard. You gotta make room in your life for other things, for the emotional side of life, that there's more to life than just work. And in his own words, frankly, Eric thought, I don't see how this is really connected to my physical problem. But he agreed to give it a try, and he made a deal with the devil. And what that deal was I will take 3 or 4 days off a month to rest and to do other things. And in return, the devil said, you won't have this problem anymore. And as hard as it may be to believe, over the next 3 months, he took the allotted time off, and not once did he have a problem. So thinking that this was all just a fluke, and it was just a coincidence, he went back to working full time. And sure enough, the first moment he did, that first month, the ankle problem came back. I'm telling you, it sounds like this stuff is a little far-fetched, but in my years of experience, this is not that far-fetched at all. There are so many problems we don't have diagnoses to, we don't understand. And not in every case will this kind of meditation work, but we need to go in and draw on that wisdom and receive it and be receptive to it. So the way we do this is just the way we began the other visualization. We're going to just allow yourself to relax and keep your feet on the floor. Stay grounded. And just allow yourself to close your eyes. And take some deep breaths in. And all you need to do is relax, and I'll go ahead and guide you through every portion of this inner healer visualization. When it's time to contact your inner healer, it may come to you as a wise person, a religious figure, a friendly animal, or perhaps just a light or a sense of calmness or a sense of knowing that you've found that place of inner wisdom. So take some deep breaths. And allow yourself to let go of your critical mind. Allow yourself to let go of that part of you that wants to understand everything logically and rationally. Let go of that part of you that wants to have everything figured out. And just allow yourself to be present here in this room tonight. To find the healing that you came here for. And just notice your breath again. And now imagine that you see a set of three steps leading up to a doorway. And that as you approach those steps, you notice at the base of the first step, there's a small wooden box. And you reach down and you take the lid off the wooden box. And you take a moment to put into that box any fears that you may have or be carrying tonight. Any worries about where you need to be later tonight or tomorrow. Any anxieties you may be carrying. Any critical thoughts. Just allow yourself to put all that into this box and close the lid and know that when you're done with this visualization, you can go back and you can take back anything you put in there that you may still need. And as you walk up the steps slowly, you feel lighter now that you've left behind things that you no longer need to carry. And as you approach the third step, you open the door and you walk into a beautiful field, and it's filled with a warm, glowing light and a feeling of serenity and calmness. And as you begin to walk through the field, you notice off in the distance another set of three steps leading up to a very special doorway behind which lives your inner healer. And as you approach the first step, You see another small wooden box, and you reach down and place into that box any frustrations or hurt or anger you may still be carrying. It's time to let go of that just for a moment. You place into that any worries, any doubts. And as you do, you feel yourself even lighter. And you feel closer to that authentic, innocent, and beautiful person that you know exists within you. And as you climb each step, and you reach the top and you push through the door and you walk into a special, beautiful place. And there's this glowing warmth and sense of serenity and calmness. And it may be a favorite place of yours in nature. It may be a special room in your house, or some place you have visited. But you know it's the right place for you. It's just where you needed to be tonight. It may be a shrine or a holy temple. Or it may just be a sense of feeling that I'm where I need to be. And allow yourself to trust the part of you that brought you to this place tonight. And when you're ready, invite your inner healer in to this place. And be receptive to whatever form comes to you. You may feel a presence or a lightness. You may see an image of a person or a symbol. You may see an animal, or just a wise presence. And allow yourself to feel the presence of your inner healer and take a moment to share with your own inner healer any problems you may be having with your health or your healing. Take a moment to ask your inner healer exactly what you need to know. And be open to the answers that come. You may hear words. You may see images or symbols. Or you may just feel the presence of the answer in your body, and allow yourself to trust whatever form that answer comes in. there are any questions you have for your inner healer, if there are things you don't understand about the answers, take a moment now to clarify whatever it is you don't understand. Take all the time you need. And now, ask your inner healer for 3 simple steps that you can take, beginning tonight, to start the journey towards your own healing, towards your own fullness. And when you've received those steps, imagine what your life will be like when you begin to take those steps in the direction of your own healing. And if anything seems unclear, take a moment now to clarify with your inner healer. And take a moment now to say goodbye to your inner healer and find out how you can meet again. What the easiest and best way to meet again is, so that anytime you want, you can go to this same place, this space of serenity and warmth and safety, and receive the guidance and the healing that lies within you. And as you say goodbye, you walk through the door and down the set of steps. And as you reach the bottom, reach over and open the lid on the small wooden box and take back whatever it is that you may still need to protect you, to make life safe for you. That's okay. You may find that there are things that you're ready to leave behind now, to let go of, that you don't need to carry the weight of that anymore. And if so, just leave that and take only what you need. And begin walking back across the open, warm field. Notice the glowing light. And as you approach the first doorway that you walk through, begin to walk down each step. And once again at the bottom of the steps, reach over and allow yourself to take back whatever it is you need. If you need your anger back to protect you, that's okay. Take as much of it as you need. If you need some of your worries, take them back now. It's okay if you're not ready to let go of them. But take back only what you need. And you may find that there are things that you can leave behind now, so that there's a certain lightness and openness that's available to you now. And slowly, I want you to take some deep breaths and allow yourself to gradually come back into the room here. And you may want to gently stretch out your arms and your legs. And whenever you're ready, at your own pace, you can open your eyes. And before you speak, take a moment on your inner healer sheet, it's the next to the last sheet in your pamphlet, to write down those three simple steps while they're fresh in your mind. And then there are some questions that you can answer regarding those steps later on at home when you have time. So there is a yearning and an impulse in each one of us towards our own wholeness. And the way that we activate our healing system is to participate fully in our own healing. And this is the kind of participation that doesn't come easily. And it doesn't come by just reading about it. There's a wonderful story of the intellectual who believed that he could learn everything by reading. So he read a book on astronomy and he became an astronomer. And he read a book on biology and he became a biologist. And he read a book on swimming and he drowned. We can't read our way to recovery. We need to participate. We need to get our feet wet. And most importantly, we need coaches. We need help. And the last key for accessing your healing system is take charge of your medical care by creating a working partnership with your own healthcare team. And that team will be different for every one of you. You certainly will want a good family doctor or MD. You may want a chiropractor or a body worker, a nutritionist or a dietitian, a massage therapist. Certainly some form of emotional support group or a healing support group. So that team will differ for every one of us. But it's important that you take charge of your medical care and develop that team precisely tailored to your own individual needs. And you got in touch with some of that through this inner healer exercise. You may be closer to understanding what kind of health professionals you need on your team. And this is a process, remember, be gentle with yourself. You're going to need support, and there are going to be times when we forget, and when we fail, and when we fall. There's a wonderful cartoon here, and it's our last cartoon of the evening. And this poor man goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, "Listen, if I've told you once, I've told you 100 times, I do not treat amnesia cases." When it comes to our own healing and recovery and following that healing path, you know, we're all going to forget. We're all going to fall and make mistakes. We're going to fall. Stephen Levine, who's done a tremendous amount of work in death and dying, he says that the process of growth is, it seems, the art of falling down. The growth is measured by the gentleness and awareness with which we once again pick ourselves up, the lightness with which we dust ourselves off, and the openness with which we continue and take the next step beyond our edge, beyond our holding, into the remarkable mystery of being. See, so keep falling and keep learning and keep growing. There's a wonderful Zen story. We'll leave you with a story of the gambler. This gambler approached the master and he said, "Master, I was caught cheating at cards yesterday, and my partners beat me up and they threw me out the window. What would you advise me to do?" And the master looked right through the man and he said, "If I were you, from now on, I would play on the ground floor." And the disciples were upset. "Why didn't you tell him to stop gambling?" And the master said quite simply, "Because I knew he wouldn't." We want progress, not perfection. Start where you're at. Start with small steps in the direction of your dreams. Progress, not perfection. In 1978, I entered medical school at Ohio State University. And at that time, Dr. William Havener was the class advisor. He was an ophthalmologist. And he told us that at the end of the year, he would reveal to us the ultimate secret. And what he said was, "The most important thing I will ever say to you is to live your life as if there were a God of love who cares for you and for each one of your future patients." And I hope that that love has come through tonight. And I hope that that caring has come through tonight. It's been a gift for me to be able to share with you these keys for accessing your healing system, knowing that together we may all help one another to find that love, that acceptance, and that inner peace that is our own natural inheritance. Thank you very much.